Welcome back to Vanessa's Cafe Podcast. This is episode number 5, and today's guest is Melissa January. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. I am so excited to have you here. I know so much about you, but I cannot wait until our listeners hear more. Melissa is actually a friend of mine, and we have known each other for 30 something years. We both grew up in a small town called Kitzingen, Germany. Repping for the Siedlung. And again, I cannot wait for you to hear more about her. So today's choice of drink is Tea Vanity, and the flavor is Beach Bellini. So the history of tea spreads across multiple cultures over the span of thousands of years. However, tea originated in China, so it's believed. So today's choice is Tea Vanity Beach Bellini, a flavored herbal tea with pieces of pineapple and mango. Tea Vanity crafts vibrant blends of the finest teas and botanicals to color your world with imagination. Real pineapple, papaya, and mango come together with fruit flavors, rose petals, and tangerine peel in this tropical blend that tastes like a splash of summer sunshine. Okay. Inspired by the classic champagne cocktail, it's delicious whether served hot or iced. Our choice today was iced because it's pretty hot outside today. Okay, Melissa, so let's go ahead and get started. Why don't you start off by telling our listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself?
Well, first, I have to try this delicious tea since you just explained how wonderful it is. So I'm going to let you guys know shortly. Look, while I wasted some on myself.
Oh, I did too.
But it is truly delicious. It's very good, very refreshing.
Yeah, it is very refreshing. It's definitely, they say it's like a summer, it's like, it tastes like a splash of summer sunshine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's very good. It was a great choice.
It's definitely good, yes. So, a little bit about myself. Where do I even start? Well, pretty much, Vanessa already introduced us. We are from Germany. I'm an immigrant of 14 years, I believe now. I came in 2007. So yeah, that makes about 14 years. What brought me here? I was married when I first entered the United States. Pretty much that marriage ended shortly after due to a domestic violence marriage. I do have one beautiful, handsome son out of that marriage. And yeah, my story started at From Trial to Triumph. Ended somewhat because I don't never think there's an end. I always think there's another journey. But yeah, from trial to triumph to live strong her. Emphasis on her. Yeah, she's all about her. So pretty much, yeah, domestic violence survivor, went through a lot, and I was able to recoup from that and then recreate my life and truly live a purposeful life now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's going to tell you a little bit more about that in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
But yeah, amazing story. And you know, Melissa, I had no idea what all you went through until I read your book.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember like after I moved to the States, not hearing from you like for years. And then one time I remember you calling me and then you were telling me some things, but not everything. But I just knew that you were, you know, you had moved to Atlanta.
Right.
And sometimes when I would connect with other people from back home, they would tell me that you were here and that you were like in Texas.
Right.
But I had no idea. And you, even like I said, when we reconnected, you shared some things with
right.
me. But when I read your book, I was like, oh my God. Mm. You know, we were like in the same country. At some point we were somewhere close, I think, in distance.
Right.
But I had no idea what all you were going through.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was first, it was, I think being taken away from the entire public, not having access to a phone, not having access to a computer. I mean, at one point it was just me and my son. And then even in the end, I kind of like lost touch with my son because he wasn't around me as much. But yeah, it is definitely a tragic story. And to this day, I sometimes still look back and I wondered why. everything had to happen or why, but I no longer question that point. I just think now it was all part of my purpose. Mm-hmm. And a reason why you don't really want to talk about it at first, it's like the embarrassment. And yeah. then also, I mean, where we grew up from, we was always raised as little kids, almost independent. I mean, mm-hmm. like we, like kindergarten, we 3 years old, we ride our own bicycles to kindergarten and the right. parents only come when we get in trouble pretty much. Or like we go grocery shopping at an early age. Yeah. I mean, I just felt like we was so independent. Mm-hmm. And then from that independence coming up as a young child to actually being taken advantage of and being taken for granted. And then on top of that, being mistreated, abused, mm-hmm. you know, it's tough to talk about. In the beginning, when I decided to write a book, it was never that I actually had in mind to write a book. That was an actual journal. So while I was going through this abusive marriage, I was always journaling. And I think mm-hmm. that kind of like saved me somewhat because the ultimate saver was my son. Yeah. I wanted to live for him, but the journal definitely helped me to get through the days. I mean, sometimes the days were so dark that there was just no light in sight. So I had to find something, even with nothing, no communication, no TV, no radio, no phone. I had to find something. So I was journaling. And that, I think, was part of my faith, first of all, being tested, but also that I found that I had a skill, or not even a skill, but I found that I had that I could do something that actually is like it was worth my time. So even though I didn't really have a purpose at the time, even though I didn't feel like I was being the best mom, even though I was still trying to prove myself to this man that I am a good wife, mm-hmm. that was my way for me to sit down and write about how I felt at certain moments.
Yeah.
And when I left out of this marriage, I mean, I pretty much left with a suitcase. Maybe I had a few things in there, maybe some diapers, some wipes for my son. And I mean, it wasn't even a suitcase. It was an actual bag because it was really not a lot that I left. But the one thing that was in that bag was these notes. And these notes I took with me from Texas to Atlanta. And I always wondered why I kept those notes. But then those notes became from Trial to Triumph.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great that you're sharing that story. Like you said, a lot of people don't even talk about it.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure that it has helped. You sold a lot of copies, haven't you?
I mean, in the beginning, yeah, it was tough. And it was tough to even promote the fact because it was still that embarrassment, that void mm-hmm. that you didn't want people to know. Because at the time when I decided to share the book was actually a time where I was much better off. I mean, that was years later mm-hmm. after I left him, after I believe I was in a totally different relationship at the time. So I didn't know if I wanted to relive that story, but I knew that it had to be done because it would just never go away.
Yeah.
There would always be a reminder. There would always be, you know, that mask that I would wear all the time. Eventually it would always come back through. It's like it was, and people on the outside wouldn't really or couldn't really tell, but even when I started modeling, there was always this, I'm not good enough, or, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not tall enough, I'm not small enough. So there was always that void. There was always that I have not accepted myself for who I was. And I felt like until I opened up about that story and really started believing in myself, loving myself, I was not able to live a life. Mm-hmm. It was like controlled by my thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's the worst person to be in, when you can't control your thoughts and worry about too much what other people think and what yeah. other people say. You basically create that little prison. And on top of that, you put that mask on. And eventually what it did, it broke me down internally. Mm-hmm. And so I would act like I was happy. I would act like, yeah, everything is great. But in deep inside, it was killing me. So mm-hmm. eventually when I felt like I was sharing just a piece of me, it did give me somewhat of peace. It wasn't like it just went away, but it was a start.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
from that start on, once I released this book, I mean, if you think about it, when I entered the country, I barely spoke English, and then I still became, I mean, I wrote a book, even though, yeah, it has mistakes, of course, you know, but it's my story.
Right.
Nobody
right.
can take it away from
exactly.
me. And it just so happens to be written in English, which was never my first language. So I am still proud. I am very, excited for everyone who reads the story, because that is what it's all about for me now. I gave up in that book, and I gave up on my child. I gave up on God. I gave up on myself, but God saw more in me. And so for me to being able to get a second chance and to actually, I felt like I have to share. There's yeah. no way that I can just sit here and act like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. It's part of your healing too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So if anyone wants to get the book, how can they?
The book is available on Amazon right now. You can download the Kindle format as well, but Amazon is pretty much where you would order it. Melissa January and From Trial to Triumph.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, I just forgot. Recently, I did launch my website. So it is actually available on my website as well.
Which so they can directly purchase it from you too.
Live Strong Her.
That's awesome. So right here. Awesome. So let me see. We just covered a lot in just by touching on the book. So let me make sure I stay on track. Okay. So tell me how you adjusted moving from Germany to the United States. I know that for you, it was a different situation because you actually moved and you were sheltered.
So in the beginning, really, I wanted to leave Germany. I mean, I was ready. You know, you know, the days when we used to party and we had our best time and everything was fun. But at some point, I think I was ready for something new. I think I was ready for change. I wasn't ready for that change, but I was ready for change. I always imagined about the opportunities in the United States. And once I started my family, I really thought that it's time for change. Like, it's time for a new life. You know, it just so happened we were stationed at the time in Germany and then we're stationed in the United States. And I thought that it was all part of the journey. Adjustment. That's the, you know, as Germans, we are very judgmental and we are like, we thinking we're the smartest people on earth and we have so many things in our head how things should be. So of course the adjustment was different. The entire staying at home, being a staying at home mom didn't really sit too well with me in the beginning. I didn't know really how to adjust to that because, you know, I've always had a job and I've always worked. So, you know, to be independent on my ex-husband at the time, that was very hard. And then of course with a newborn, I mean, my son, I think was 9 months when we first came, you know, it was a lot. And then to adjust to the American lifestyle. And then on top of that, I think our first duty station was like Fort Carson, where it was snowstorm.
Oh, Colorado?
Where it was snowstorm in the middle of the summer. So, you know, it was a lot, but I honestly always had the positive thought that new beginnings and did not think they would, you know, they were that short lived. And especially, you know, but I was proud to say that, you know, I made that step, which was a huge step, you know, for us to leave the entire country and leave our friends and stuff behind. Yeah. I think for me, it was to better myself. So the adjustment was tough, but it's definitely doable. So if you think about leaving United States, it's definitely a nice place to be, even though it doesn't look like that on the outside. You can definitely make something.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the opportunities are much better here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So let's talk about your diagnosis. You suffer from autoimmune system.
Yeah. So what my disease is called autoimmune hepatitis. Mm-hmm. I first was diagnosed at 16, actually in Germany. I remember I just got sick overnight and I started having this yellow stuff in my eyes. And I mean, I was just in a bed for weeks. And then I finally went to the doctor and they told me I had this liver disease and they didn't really know what it was. They was able to treat it with like cortisone and steroids. And from that point on, I think I was maybe treated for about 6 months. After that, it kind of like went away. Just so happens, to get deeper into the details, pretty much when my marriage went down south and things was just no longer working, you know, I made the decision to not wanting to be here anymore, meaning like I wanted a out. So what I've done, I believe it was from a wisdom tooth removal. I had a bunch of those 800 milligram or 500 milligram Tylenol and ibuprofen and Tramadol. It was a whole bunch of painkillers that was left in the house. And there was this one day where I remembered, I believe my ex-husband had taken my son out for a little while. And I said to myself, this is now my time. And then I happened to take, I don't even know how many pills, but it was a lot. next morning just so happened that I woke up, which I still say it like that, which is crazy, but it's the truth. Like I was so devastated that I actually woke up. But that actually messed my entire system up totally. So
doing the overdose
of these painkillers, that's really what hurt my liver tremendously. I mean, my liver was so damaged that now pretty much it's in a worse state than it ever was before. But yeah, autoimmune hepatitis is what I was diagnosed with. And due to the pill overdose, I made it much worse.
Mm-hmm. So I want to kind of get to you. You said that you had shared with me that you had to take a lot of medications and stuff and you weren't getting better. So you mm-hmm. made a lifestyle change mm-hmm. to help yourself. So talk a little bit about that.
Oh, okay. So recently, I actually got diagnosed with another autoimmune disease, but it was just at one point I remembered, I just kept getting more and more sick, and I was like the milligrams kept going up, and it was just, you know, I started to gain all this weight, then I cortisone, then this, then that, and everything. My body just kept hurting and hurting and hurting. And eventually, being in hospitals in and out, paying all these doctor bills, and I was just tired. So I figured I had to do something different. So what I did was I actually consulted with a chiropractor, which is so funny. But it was a guy that lived about 10 minutes down the street from me, and he suffered from a autoimmune disease as well. So what he explained to me, he was like, maybe you should try going vegetarian or vegan. Now, being German, you know, I'm vegan, like, wait a minute, what is that? Like, I'm supposed to eat plants? Like, you're tripping? No, but seriously, he was basically saying that some of the foods that we eat do not cause the inflammation, but adds to inflammation. So what I tried first was, I went vegetarian first. And since I never been like a big dairy lover or even meat lover, I think it wasn't as bad. So I would eat fish. I would still eat yogurt here and there. And I would just minimize my portions. And I started to feel better, actually. So, but then there was these days where I still would feel bloated and I would still get, you know, that sick, that weak feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I did listen to him and I said, okay, maybe let me just try this vegan stuff. It was kind of hard in the beginning to adjust because now you have to turn around everything and read, make sure there's no dairy in it, make sure that, you know, no meat and stuff. And the adjustment to becoming a vegan was kind of tough for the first 3 months, I would have to say. After that, I think it was life changing for me, because not just that I changed my lifestyle, it changed my entire mindset. So I just thought to myself, if I'm able to not worry about meat and to not worry about, you know, like literally just go out and don't have to worry about feeling sick anymore. It was tough to not eat chicken because, you know, and especially here in the ATL, chicken wings is where it's at, you know? Yeah. I was just literally not trying to focus on the meat part. And then, like I said, after that, it was all about feeling better.
Yeah.
So it was no longer about, okay, what am I missing? It was all about how does it make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, veganism pretty much saved my life once again.
So how long have you been vegan?
So I would say I started in 2015. So it's about 6 years now.
So are you still having to take medication?
So that's the thing. So we was just talking about it. I recently just suffered kidney failure. And while I had kidney failure, they found out actually I had lupus. So now that's the second autoimmune disease that I'm facing. And at first, I was a little devastated finding out even veganism, even working out, even drinking lots of water is not keeping me on the right track. But like my doctor would explain to me, he basically said that if I wasn't healthy, if I wasn't eating the way I eat, if I wasn't working out, maybe I wouldn't even be here today. And it kind of like made me look at it different. You know, sometimes you just have to keep adjusting. And I just now think it's a part of life.
Yeah.
It's like we're never in control. Like whatever happens, happens. So it's more so, they always say it doesn't matter. What is the saying? It's not the load that weighs us down, it's the way we carry it. So now it's just, okay, I am back on medication. I've been on this medication for about 2 months, and it actually just made me gain a lot of weight again. But once again, I'm still here to even talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's not so much about the weight gain. I mean, I'm a trainer now, so I know how to get rid of it quick. It's just the adjustment, the constant adjustment. And I do sometimes fault myself because I do think that with that whole entire pill overdose, it's something that I did to my body that my body is still fighting. And
yeah.
Don't do it. I'm just saying, try to figure out ways. I mean, especially nowadays, there's so many programs. There's so many numbers you can call. There's so mm-hmm. many. If you ever feel alone, call a friend, text a friend. Don't matter. Like, reach out to someone.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, but I'm here struggling sometimes with some of the stuff that I do face.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of support groups do you know of that people can?
I mean, especially for domestic violence survivor, there's. I mean, if you just Google domestic violence survivors, there's a bunch of nonprofit organizations. One of the organizations that helped me actually see the light at the end of the tunnel in Atlanta, Georgia, is called the Still Standing Foundation. Mm-hmm. The founder is Tamiko Lowry Pugh. She's actually one of my good friends as well now. And but also even the 1-800 lines. And even sometimes, like I said, people always think that you cannot reach out to a friend or family member. I would just say try to talk to anyone. If you ever feel endangered, if you ever feel depressed, try to talk just to someone. Like, even if it's a stranger, like, you don't have to suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I feel so like sad for those people that think that no one can help them or that they have to keep it. You know?
I don't think that was ever my issue. I always just thought, like, how people going to look at me? And I think this is from us growing up, especially coming from overseas. We cared so much how people felt and how people look at us, how they think about us. It's like embedded in our brain. Mm-hmm. It's like we can't really, even to this day, it's still all about, wow, if I do that, what is that person going to think? Or if I do that, what, you know, instead of just living my life. Yeah, that's still a big part of it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely help out here. And one thing you can do is you can order my book From Trail to Triumph. It definitely will, you know, you should try again.
Yeah,
like Aaliyah said, absolutely.
It could help somebody kind of see them through their own situation or help them, like, you know, tell their story too. All right. So let's talk about something a little bit more positive, is Live Strong Her.
Yes.
Tell me how that came about.
Okay. So how did it came about? So, of course, after I became vegan, back to the veganism, the thing was, I lost a lot of weight really fast. So I would say in about 6 months, I lost about 60 pounds. And that wasn't really the goal, but it was just literally kept falling off. My skin wasn't really able to catch up with the weight loss. So I started working out, and I didn't get the results right away from working out. So mm-hmm. I consulted with a trainer. After working out with a trainer, he was a guy and he was great, but he was more so training me how he thinks women should be trained, and I didn't like the end result. So I said to myself, I wanted to become a trainer myself. And in the beginning, it was really all about me. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to know is, how do you train, you know, certain muscles? Or, you know, I just wanted to know, like, how can I teach myself what I want for myself? And I think becoming a trainer, in the beginning, I didn't even know it was this hard. So, you know, when we see personal trainer, you would always like, you know, but no, after actually doing the class, which I did through NASM, I thought it was very hard. So I'm like, okay, you do need to know a little something. But yeah, becoming a trainer and then starting to work out. And I used to just only do cardio. Literally, I thought I was the cardio queen. I could run, sprint, run backwards, sideways. You know, I thought I was doing my thing. So coming from that, I went straight into weightlifting. And then I started adding protein to my diet. And with vegan, I think it's tough to hold on to the weight. Even though you eat healthy and you adding protein, it was still tough. It was hard to kind of hold on to the weight until I started eating more. I got into eating more carbs and stuff like that. And finally, my body was actually developing in a way where I could never imagine that I could look this way. And so after that, I said to myself, man, so you wrote a book, you overcame domestic violence, you know, you did that. After that, I actually built a coaching business, a life coaching business, which I said to myself, okay, so coaching, training, book, I would want it to be under one umbrella. And I was consulting with one of my friends, and she happened to be a consultant. And I said to her, what do you think we could, you know, come up with? And I don't know, but I said, I want to live. I feel strong and I need something for women. And for some reason, she was like, So we came up with Live Strong or Whatnot. And then, of course, there's Lance Armstrong. And no, I did not take this name from you. We literally just was, you know, scooping through Google and stuff like that. But I was like, and her, Live Strong Her. And that was that. I went right ahead. I think at the time, you know, I might have had about $29 left in my checking account. I went right ahead and bought the domain. And I was like, Live Strong It Is. I sat on it for about a year almost until I finally knew what I wanted to do with it. But I said to myself, this is my baby and I will take all the time that I need to really create something. This is going to not just be good for a little while. This is actually going to outlive myself, and where everything is under one umbrella, and it's exactly how I imagine it to be. So yeah, Live Strong Her is all about building strong women from the inside out, meaning like through coaching, through, you know, I always say strong mind, strong will. Where there is a mind, where there's a will, there's a way. And sometimes it's literally just that first step. And I think not just through my story, but also what I learned, I would say the experience, it really shaped me into a different type of woman where I can truly say now it's no longer about me. It's really like about stepping into my purpose and doing what God created me to be.
That's awesome. Yeah. So talk about the services that you offer now.
So currently I offer one-on-one, I offer nutrition coaching because, of course, you know, this is where it really starts. I know a lot of people don't like to hear it. You know, you can work out with me every single day. If you don't eat right, you're just going to still look like you don't eat right. Physical exercise, like I said, I do the one-on-one, I do nutrition coaching. I also do group coaching, and I'm also a certified instructor for Strong by Zumba. So no, it's not the dancing part, it's the burpees, the real hardcore HIIT workout.
And I've seen some of your exercises that you've posted. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, when I'm in my greatest,
like, was it like 600 pounds or something?
Yeah. My clients actually challenged me. They said they would try to find all the weights they could in the gym to pack on this little wagon, and I couldn't push it. And I said, yeah, I can only show you better I can tell you. And I was able to push it strong inside and out.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are some of the success stories you've had since you've had Live Strong Her?
So it's so funny, you know, my clients, they're very personal. So a lot of times, you know, we really create like this amazing relationship, and they have stayed with me for years. It's just some of them, they don't like to be seen or shown or whatnot. Uh-huh. But I do have one of my long-term clients. She's been with me for almost 2 years. And so for her, it wasn't about like, I have a goal that I want to look like this, or I want to lose this amount of weight. She was just like, she's literally looking for a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's one of my biggest success stories. That woman does not eat right. Okay. She just won't. She still eats her chicken wings on the weekend. She still has a drink here and there, but she did cut out like snacks, and she used to drink soda for years, and she did cut that out. But yeah, this is one of my biggest success stories. I believe she has lost over hundreds of inches, and she altogether dropped about almost 50 pounds.
Wow.
So and the thing about Live Strong Her, so it's not just all about losing weight or hitting your goal or like going for a certain body. I really, when you leave me or while you're around me, I want you to be your best self, period. You know, and so what I also ask my clients is like, it's not just about working out. It's literally about, okay, what else is it that you always have been struggling with in life, or what else is that I could inspire you to do? Mm-hmm. And so with her, she started her own event planning business, I believe. And so she's gotten really, really, really creative with balloons and stuff. You know how they do those balloons for those parties right now.
Those arches and stuff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she has done that. She started her Instagram. We're working on her LLC right now. And she's, you know, on to better ways. And I think that's even more so amazing. I mean, and the main thing is also when you first meet your clients, you know, nobody really likes to face the trainer. It's like, I really don't even want to be here. Like, but, you know, they made that first step. So now that you're here now, you know, we're going to work. But it's just like the confidence level. I mean, now they're coming in and it's just like, okay, you own the gym now, you know, like you don't even need me no more. Or it's just in the way they present themselves. And then even with my outfits, you know, the support that I've gotten with these Live Stronger outfits, it's just, I can't even explain. But to even know that what you create really works, or people believe in it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, sometimes you don't even believe in yourself and these little angels that God sends. It's like you have to keep going because they believe in you more than you believe in yourself.
See, you didn't even mention that as part of, you just said something about your outfits.
Oh, but
you
absolutely. So even today, you know, I had to snuck in here since I gained a little couple of pounds and stuff like that. But it's something empowering about that. So these things come with a little loophole right here for your hand to come through, you know, but it's something about it. I don't know even how to explain to people, but it's something about it that means when you put this outfit on, I don't, it doesn't matter if you have a bad day. It doesn't matter if you had a bad week, bad month. You better feel strong inside and out. Usually, you know, when I'm in the gym, I'm in my zone. I don't pay attention to no one or whatnot, but I have heard numerous times, well, where you have your little stuff on, girl, you unstoppable. And I'm like, yeah, I feel it too, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was the whole plan of creating a line. And I also know that when you first start working out, you know, a lot of times we don't have the body that we desire just yet.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of flaps, a lot of stuff. So this stuff really keeps you together. You know, it's tight. People say it fits like one of those socks where you put on after surgery.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those? Like, but that was the plan. So it's not so much about style. It's more so about the whole feel. Mm-hmm. You know, you really just want to feel good.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. You kind of get both with it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You get a little style, you know, put a little couple of things in it and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So how can our viewers or listeners get the workout?
Okay, so definitely on the Live Strong Her website. It's LIVE Strong, like strong. Or how they say in ATL, strong. Her, and then AGR, livestrongher.com.
Awesome. And then you have workout gear, and what else do you have?
So I have various outfits. So I have this line, which is my signature line and also my bestseller. But I also have bathing suits. I have the short form with a hoodie. I got the Live Stronger hoodie set. If you're really stylish and you want to show off, it's like a hoodie, comes with a sports bra and shorts. And I have more stuff coming as well. And I also have skincare. So me and Chemistry partnered. She makes skincare from... Never mind. Let me rewind. Her products are all vegan. Mm-hmm. So basically, and they smell absolutely amazing. So another thing that I wanted to create is like in the gym, you know, you're not trying to be too flashy or not. Like nobody wants to put their good perfume on or, you know, but for me, I still like to smell good. Like I'm a fragrance chick. So this oil or the body butter is a scent. It's super natural, but it has that attractiveness to it. Like it has that, just that little kick. And I would even have to say sometimes when I shower, I still smell it. So it's really, really good.
Oh, that's good.
You definitely got to check it out. So it's the Live Stronger body oil, body butter and body scrub.
Wow.
You're
really like expanding.
I'm trying.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So Melissa, you are one of the hardest working people I know.
Don't say that.
Yes, you are. You are always working.
That is true.
How do you manage your time?
Sometimes, honestly, I don't even know. So what I stopped doing is planning anything. I literally just go day in and day out sometimes because I don't even know what the day is going to hold. But you know what? You, like they always say, you know, it takes 21 days to create a habit. I think it's a habit for me. And it's almost scary to the part where I am at home. I have an off day. I have to do something. Like, I will not sit still. It's really that bad. But I do, on Sundays, it's my self-care day. I try to at least take about 6 hours out just for myself. Usually I spend those at the gym, you know, but there's a break for me. So there's yoga, then there's just watching the water in the pool. So there's a time where I take down my phone. I won't answer any calls, any emails or anything, mm-hmm. no messages. I really just focus on myself for a minute. But honestly, I still, I have gotten somewhere with my brand. I still have ways to go. I still want to create more. So what I'm looking at is a whole Live Stronger Institute. So that's like the main goal. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you know, there's a lot of work. And as you know, as a mompreneur, as a full-time employee, you know, there's just a lot more work that you have to do than the average person. So while the average person works 8 hours, we got to work the 8 hours plus eight for ourselves plus two more just for the marketing part of it. But I think it's worth it. It's fun now. So I can say that Live Stronger is no longer like I look at it as a job. It's actually my passion. It's my purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. It's actually enjoyable.
So I literally compare you to an Energizer Bunny.
Well, yeah, the Energizer. Now you compare. That's from the veganism. They say you are what you eat. I am alive. Okay, I eat live foods. I am alive.
Yeah, I mean, I think you definitely have inspired me to you know, look at my nutrition and see how I can change things.
Absolutely,
to be healthier.
But also,
and
you
live
just
longer.
You just had a baby, so you know.
Yeah.
you give yourself a little time. Adjust your body's still
slowly,
trying to adjust from that.
You know,
amen.
Slow, but
absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I don't think we actually understand how much we put our body in distress. And sometimes, when mm-hmm. you try so hard to get to a goal, and you wonder why your body doesn't follow or why is it not responding, it's still dealing with stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's always okay to start slowly. Like mm-hmm. I always say, take that first step, you know, check off one bad habit and add about 30 minutes of walk. You're already heading in a better direction, you know.
I know my phone is like going off with you. It keeps like giving me updates on last year and even like the weeks prior. And it's like, mm-hmm. you're up 2,000% to last year and everything. Because I've been, you know, doing a lot
but that's
more.
Good. So, like, that's good. Yeah. But see, sometimes then you have to give yourself some props. And I always say it's not the how hard you can go is the consistency.
Yeah.
Do this for an entire year. The year is going to go by anyway. You're going to see a change.
Right.
And then, like I said, once you create a habit, start cutting off things and, you mm-hmm. know, here and there. But I always say, look forward to creating a different lifestyle than rather making a change. Like, create a lifestyle that fits Vanessa.
Right. I completely agree with you. So I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Who inspires you and why?
Who? Okay, so one of my biggest inspiration, and God bless her soul, was Maya Angelou. So I think the first book that I ever read here in the United States was from her, and mm-hmm. it was like, it's now I'm almost embarrassed that I know the title, but it was Caged Birds. And I looked her up and I read her story and I was just amazed. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wow, this was an amazing woman. And it just so happened that 2 years later, I was able to meet her. She came to visit Atlanta and she was, she spoke to a group of women, and shortly after that, she passed away. So I always see when I live my life so purposely now, it's like everything that I do has a purpose. That's why I don't have no time to waste my time. But I always feel like everything was already in place. Like, how was I able to actually meet her? And then shortly after that, she passed away. She actually was in a wheelchair talking to us at the time because she was so weak. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but yeah, that was one of my biggest inspiration. And little do you know, You are also one of my biggest inspirations. I can't, you know what? She always talks to us about her. Now I got 2 minutes just to talk quickly about her. Vanessa is an amazing woman. She's an amazing mom. This lady also came from overseas, killed the game over here, killed the hotel industry over here. They try to get her a little bit, but yet she has persevered and she's moving forward and she's building her own empire. And I'm so proud of her. She has beautiful children. There's something else I want to talk about, but I can't really talk about this, a secret stuff. But, you know, she also has a great supportive system in home. when I said she's an awesome woman, and I mean super humble. If you ever get a chance to meet her, she's the biggest go-getter in the most humble way, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, I did not expect that.
Well, you shouldn't. And I was hoping I was getting it through more clear, but you know, this is the foreigner, so y'all tuned into a foreign Benicia's Cafe today.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want people to walk away with, or what do you want people to know before we end this episode?
I want people to walk away with this hashtag called inspire before you expire. Throughout this pandemic, COVID, surviving, overcoming, I believe a lot of people that we thought was not going to leave us or would be here are not here today. And we need to stop taking life for granted and literally know we all have a purpose here on this earth. Mm-hmm. I am not special. I just decided to go for it. And, yeah. I always would say also that, you know, nothing can dim the light that shines from within. If you have a purpose, if you have a passion, if there's a gift that you are hiding, you know, there's no better way of to live in a truthful life than giving your gift away. If your gift is of service, of, you know, financial, I don't know, spiritual, I don't know which one it is, but stop holding your gifts in. You know, they always say mm-hmm. the most talented people, the most talented people now, they're no longer here to give their gift away, but they're at the actual funeral home. So, you know, if you have a dream, just go for it. It doesn't matter. Like, just start. And people always think you have to have it figured out. You don't. All it takes is that first step. Eventually, God, the universe, I'm not sure what your beliefs are in, but something will respond to it. And keep working towards your goal. Keep working towards your mm-hmm. dream. Do not stop. And then, you know, you have folks like me, like other people out here. There's life coaches. You can just watch their videos. They put it out there. Like, nowadays, everything is for free. It's really no sense for you to sit down on your goal or your dream, because if you don't feel like you want to talk to somebody about it, just watch a video. Go on Instagram, follow some of these people that motivate you.
Or watch one of our episodes.
Absolutely. Tune in to Benicia's Cafe. Maybe you get a chance to sit here one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, just go for it. And just to round it back up, inspire before you expire, and nothing can dim the light that shines from within.
Awesome. Thank you again so much.
Absolutely.
Melissa.
I had a ball. I hope you can understand half of the things that I said, but
of course.
We tried it.
Okay, so one more time. How can people get a hold of you? Where do they find you?
You can call me Elma. So you can definitely, like I said, reach out to my website. You can subscribe to my website. You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm public. Any social media platform, Live Stronger, or I am_Melissa January on Instagram. On Facebook, I am Melissa January. Not I am. That was the intro. It's just Melissa January or Live Stronger. And yeah, let us know what you think about the show. And matter of fact, make sure you share this video. Make sure you subscribe. And make sure you like it. Mm-hmm. And if you have anything negative to say, what they used to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. And I mean that.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Would love to hear your comments and suggestions. And we can't wait to see you again.
Cheers.
Good. Oh, you miss my touching.